Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. Are you ready to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week? I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, your master motivator and resident empowerment coach. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating each and every step along the way on our path and the journey that we have set before us on this pathway known as life. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we thank you for tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity and the platform that has been given here on Inspired Media for you to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose, so that you may be more equipped to fulfill your destiny. The goal of each week's broadcast, through the blending of our in-studio guests, sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series, is to support you on your journey to win. To win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, I want you to be aware that you can definitely visit online and soak with the richness at your convenience at any time. Visit www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U, and you can enjoy the richness that has been shared. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we are getting into shape to win. It's now time for our Shape Up series, and we are taking a revealing look at this subject of the power of a gift, and specifically the right gift. Before we jump into today's episode, I want you to do me a favor, if you will, do us a favor here, Inspired Media for You and the Motivational Mondays team. Take the time, the opportunity to write on someone's Facebook wall, send someone a tweet, a text, an email, a fax, a message in the bottle, a DM, an inbox, whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Maybe it's a Perrier kitchen or a message in the bottle. Do whatever you need to do. On our last episode, wow, we had Cosette White sharing with us in the virtual boardroom. She was our in-studio guest, affectionately known as the Money Coach. And when I tell you there was great richness shared on our last episode. Continue that richness this evening as we desire to bring you rich content from week to week here on Motivational Mondays. And, you know, as we approach the Christmas holiday and the gift of what this Christmas holiday means and what it represents, I really thought it was significant to look at the power of the right gift, the power of a gift from a different point of view as it relates to your vision, as it relates to your goals, as it relates to your dreams. You know, I don't know about you, but on occasion, doesn't happen often, but have you ever received a gift and it wasn't quite right or quite what you expected? And you thought, I appreciate the thought. However, I don't know what to do with this gift. And many of us are struggling in our assignment, on our journey of purpose, around the same. We have a gift and we don't know how to exactly utilize this gift. And so today we're really taking a look at the power of the right gift. Again, as we are looking at the celebration of Christmas, for God so loved the world that he gave. And regardless of what your beliefs are, I don't want to infringe my beliefs on you. I'm just sharing with you what I believe is significant around this Christmas holiday, and that is the gift of Christ. Now, that is by far a right gift for Coach Adams. May not be the right gift for you, but for Coach Adams, it's the right gift. And so as I soak in on getting gifts and everyone's in this festive mode of what should I purchase, I ran into a lady just yesterday, and bless her heart, she has two children, and she was saying, oh, my gosh, I haven't shopped yet, and they're expecting all of these gifts. I don't know what to get. And, you know, I realized, I said, wow, so many deal with the pressure of giving the right gift. So many deal with the pressure of, when I open that package, is it going to be the right gift? So many of us struggle with doing our assignment, wondering, am I opening the right gift? Am I giving to the world the right gift? Because we can do so many things and be doing all of these things, but yet not do the right thing, not doing that very assignment that we were created and designed to do. And that is what has my heart heavy, because when we're talking about the power of the right gift, we are talking about opening up that which is on the inside of us, which was given to us voluntarily without a payment attached to it. No expectation of a return as it relates to a monetary exchange. So when we give a gift and we're talking about a gift, we're talking about something that is given voluntarily without payment in return. It is a showing or an expression of favor towards someone. Oftentimes a gift is given to honor. A gift is given for a specific occasion. It's given as a gesture. And so it's wrapped into this beautiful package. But I want us to understand, as it relates to this gift of your talent, this gift of your vision, know that this is something that has been placed on the inside of you before the very foundation of your birth. It is this gift, the right gift. When you unearth that, that right gift is the very reason why you were created. And many of us are feeling frustrated. I know Coach Adams can say the same. When I was in real estate, wow, did I deal with great frustration. And I dealt with great frustration because I was trying to do a good thing, and I knew that I had specific gifts and talents, and so I was fighting to try to unearth what is that, but yet I was struggling and feeling great frustration. You know, a couple of episodes ago, we spoke about frustration, and many of us deal with that, and I wanted to kind of pick the reins up in a different point of view as we're celebrating this season of the gift of Christmas and so on and so forth around this gift so that we would understand as you go into this new year that it is important for you to tap into that which was placed in the inside of you. It was given to you. It's something that was given voluntarily. There's no payment, expectation, and return. It was a expression of favor towards you from your Creator. It was to show honor to who you were created to be. And so I want you to know that your responsibility is to, one, identify what is this specific gift that was placed on the inside of me, that I have a particular lean or bend in the direction of that. At whatever stage you may find yourself in life, it's never too late to live out a life of purpose. And when we tap into that area of giftedness, that area of our talent, we are now aligned and in position for unearthing that very thing that we were created to do. It may be writing the book. It may be starting the business. It may be an invention. Whatever that is, you must identify it. And so, you know, when you're looking at giving a gift to someone, there's great thoughts, I would hope, great thoughts that goes into the selection of that gift. I think that many of us will know if there wasn't great thought given to a selection of a gift. That's when you get that which you receive it, and that's the gift, and you're like, I don't know quite what to do with this one. And you see people re-gifting things that they're like, I don't know who they were thinking about when they gave that. That doesn't quite connect to me. And, of course, I know it's a thought that counts and matters. I'm not minimizing that. It is, and sometimes we may miss it, especially if you don't really know the person. It's difficult to get something special for someone that you don't know. But we are talking about this gift that is on the inside of you that you are to unearth and release and give to the world. It is the very reason why you were created. It is the very reason why you were placed on this planet. And if you're feeling great frustration, it is because you have failed to tap into and unearth that which you were created to do. Now, you may have talents in different areas. I am multi-talented. I can do various things. So Some things I enjoy doing more than others, but I can do various things. But there is a specific area that I want you to identify with, because we're talking about today on Motivational Mondays the power of the right gift here on Inspired Media for You with Coach Adam. And that right gift now takes you to a different level. It's not that you're good at these various things, but when we gift that we were created for, there is this passion that begins to stir up on the inside. And that's like when someone gets a gift that they really like, they get real excited and passionate, like, oh, my gosh, wow, it's what I've always wanted. Gosh, I couldn't imagine living without this. Awesome, thank you. There's a different level of expression that happens when you get something that you really wanted and you're passionate about versus something that you don't quite know what to do with. And as it relates to our vision, our assignment, our goals, we want to tap into that which we find great pleasure and passion. So we have to select this gift very carefully from the various things that we may be able to do and do well. There's a distinction. And the distinction from what you can do well to what you were created to do is that base of passion, that fire that stirs up on the inside. See, the area in which you are truly gifted, that is the area that you can't shut it down. You know, like with me, the coach, I can't shut her off. You'll find me coaching someone in the grocery store if the opportunity presents itself. I'm passionate about it. It's the gift. I unearth it at every opportunity that I can. Now, administratively, can I do things administratively? Yes. Have I done it in the corporate setting? Yes. Have I been told, wow, you're so organized in certain areas? Yes. But it's not my area of gifting. But can I do it? Yeah, I can. But you won't see me tapping into that outside of the need for having to do it. And that's where I want us to identify and recognize the distinction that we're not just talking about something that you are good at. We are talking about the very reason why you were created, thing that brings you great passion. You get fired up when you talk about that subject. You know, I often share the story when I was in real estate, a former licensee of the state of California, licensed realtor, and I was at the home of this couple, and I was, my specialty at the time was real estate finance. And if you're a regular listener, you may have heard this story, but it's so significant and it so connects with what we are talking about. I want to give an illustration, and I like to do that as those of you that are listening in and are regular listeners. I like to do that with real life stories that connect with my journey to bring out the point that's being shared. And so I was meeting with this couple in Dominguez Hills, Carson, California, and taking an application for a loan refinance. And I remember the wife saying to me, as if it happened yesterday, and it's hard to believe, actually, that this was 20-plus years ago. It's hard to believe because Coach Adams is only 35 again, that this was 20 years. This is 20-plus years ago. But I remember the wife saying to me, Coach Adams, we appreciate that you so desire more for us. We appreciate that. You so desire more for us. But we are just simply trying to get this real estate loan. And, you know, what was significant about that is I was coaching them. Coaching them because that is the right gift that's been placed in me. And so in any environment, even before I had a title for it, I was coaching folks anywhere. You give me the opportunity, I'm going to coach. Put me in a setting now, I'm going to coach. It doesn't matter where I am. I could be in the line waiting for a ride at Magic Mountain. If the opportunity presents itself, I'm going to, because that is the gift that is inside of me that I have to continuously unearth. There's great passion around that. And my question to you, our global listening audience listening in today, what is not just that area that you are good at, but what fuels you? What brings you such great fire? You may not have a, but that is the gift. And a gift, when it is given, there's great thoughts, as I was saying earlier, I hope, in the selection of giving that gift to someone else, that there is a thoughtfulness behind it, that you think about the individual and say, knowing their personality, I think this would be a gift that they would really appreciate. So a gift, as we've defined already, for those that are just chiming in here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we're talking about the power of the right gift. And that right gift being that area in which you are gifted in, that assignment that you've been created to do, which is something that was given voluntarily to you. It's on the inside of you. Why? Because it's the very reason why you were created. So that's something that was given voluntarily without an expectation of payment in return to you, that showed favor towards you, that was an honoring of you. It was given so that your life would have meaning and a focus, a purpose. That is what we are talking about as it relates to this right gift. Not those areas that you're good in. Many of us are good in various areas. You've heard the term, being a jack of all trades, but yet a master of nothing. Your area of gifting that you should be giving to the world that connects with your vision, that taps you into your goals and aligns you with your dreams, is the very thing that you are so passionate about, that you would give it with pay, without pay. It's just a part of who you are. You can't help yourself. You have to do it. And I was giving the illustration of my journey in real estate and coaching, and that even when I didn't have a title for coach, I was coaching, and I saw that in retrospect. And so this gift, here are some key bullets in giving a gift. The gift must be selected. One would hope that the gift is thoughtfully selected, that you don't just pick something up off the shelf and it's like, oh, okay, here, have this. As it relates to what is on the inside of you, you have to tap into that specific area that is uniquely different for you. When you connect with that, now you can give it a title. So you select it, you identify what it is. It's on the inside of you, neatly wrapped. You have to unearth it. Then you give it to others. For example, Motivational Monday is a way to give the gift of coaching and empowerment to those our listening audience that are listening in. Absolutely no cost to you. I thank you for tuning in. I trust that you are getting something that is empowering and inspiring you as you tuned in to get your weekly infusion, your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to assist you on your journey of purpose, to support you in moving to the next level in your vision, to equip you in being more in alignment with where you need to be to achieve your goals and live out your dreams. So this gift unearths, you unearth what it is, you then give it to the world. You package it in the way that it needs to be packaged. For example, what is Coach Adam saying? And I trust that those of you that are listening and you're really connecting with and getting the vision, you're seeing it perceptibly that we are so connected that you're really making the connection and you're having aha moments around, wow, where do I go from here with my specific area of gifting? Because as you move into this new year, closing out 2016 and looking ahead to 2017, the greatest thing that you can do for yourself and for others to unearth the gift that's in you and to begin to give that out in the right packaging to others. That packaging may be in the form of a book. That packaging may be in the form of an invention. That packaging may be in the form of a business. That packaging may be in the form of a screenplay. It may be in the form of music. Whatever area you are gifted in, if you're a writer, you may write a screenplay. You may write a book. The packaging is how do you now take that which you have unearthed, you've selected, you've identified it, you've done your due diligence to tap into what it is that you are responsible for repackaging and giving out to the world around you. It first was given to you. Voluntarily, without payment, no expectation of return, just that you then would freely give, that you would give it back. You know, I think about many singers. You know, you can go on and on with many singers. But I remember one particular song that stands out to me, and this particular artist is no longer with us, but wow, did I feel she was so gifted and talented in her prime days. But I remember seeing the movie The Bodyguard and then hearing Whitney Houston sing I Will Always Love You, and the range of variants in that song, literally I got chill bumps. And I thought, wow, she is so gifted and talented. And that song was a way that she was able to, once she unearthed what it was that she was placed on the planet to do, that she naturally had on the inside of her, this song was an expression of that package in such a way that, I don't know if you remember the song and the movie, The Bodyguard, but I Will Always Love You. I can hear that song today and truly goosebumps because of the power and the range of vocals. Now, Coach Adams, you don't want me to sing. I promise you, you don't. I will sing a joyful noise. I'm nobody's Whitney Houston or whoever your favorite is today, and I use her and that song, that one song, as an illustration because I can give you others. I remember hearing Celine Dion sing Titanic, and wow, it blew me away. I can go on and on. There's various others. Or seeing someone on the basketball court. Back in the day, for me, it was Michael Jordan. And I remember seeing him leap in the air, Air Jordan. And I'm like, wow. I'm sharing these various areas with you so that you can make the connection with. These are areas of gifting. And when we tap into the right gift, we select and identify what that is in a sea of all of these things that we may be able to do well. And that's why it must be identified and selected. Because I'm sure you're sitting there thinking or driving, walking, whatever you're doing, that there are many things that you can do well. But what is it that you are most passionate about? What is it that you just have to do it? It's not something that you can shut down. Getting paid or not getting paid, you have to do it. There's such a fire around doing it. That is the gift that has been placed in you for you to now freely to the world. Don't misunderstand, Coach Adams. I'm not saying that you don't charge for your services or what have you. Obviously, we're in a society where, of course, come on, there's a monetary exchange. And I must say that I really believe that now is the time. If you have not moved on your vision, now is the time. Do not waste another day. Do not hold back from what is in you another day. Unearth it. If you've already identified it and unearthed it, move it to the next level. But don't do all of these various things and be a jack of all trades and a master of nothing. Master that specific area of your gifting. And in that, I believe the gift that's placed on the inside of you, your gift will make room for you. Many of us are feeling frustrated because we're doing good things. However, we are not doing the thing that we were created to do. And I want you to know that all of us have an assignment. This gift of the Christmas season is about an assignment that has been fulfilled. And now year after year after year, we honor and celebrate that gift of this season, and that is the gift of Christ. Don't want to infringe my beliefs on you. That's my belief. I'm just sharing with you from my point of view. And so that is a great gift. What is your great gift that would cause you to leave a legacy, that would make an impact in the lives of others? As your coach, you know I am passionate about individuals making that connection. Out of everybody that's on tuned in today, around the globe listening in, if I can assist one of you to make that connection, if I can assist one of you in moving to the next level, I am now fulfilling my assignment in my area of gifting as a coach. And so I want you to know that when you give and you haven't thoughtfully tapped into and unearthed that which you were created to do, maybe it's fear that's holding you back from really doing what you're passionate about. I want to encourage you, move beyond your fear base. Stretch out of your comfort zone. Do you know that Coach Adams had absolutely no desire whatsoever to speak before people? None whatsoever. For those that only know me in that season, they have no idea that that's the reality. I had no interest in doing this whole speaking thing, and yet that is the call on my life. That is the area of giftedness and anointing that rests upon me. I've embraced the call, but I want you to know that it's not something that I said, woohoo, I want to do that. I remember hearing a statement, and for those of you who listen regularly, you may have heard me say this, but a term that people would rather die a painful death by fire than to stand and speak before a group. And I remember saying in my ignorance before I connected with the speaker, I would much rather, and I'm grateful that God did not give me in my ignorance what I was speaking. And the impact that now is being made around the globe as a master motivator, because I was willing to stretch out of my comfort zone and embrace. I had to identify what was the gift, unwrap it, unearth the gift, and then give it back to others, packaged in various ways. Motivational Monday is a way. 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams is a way. Serving my mentors in their organization is a way. Every speaking. So whatever that looks like, you have to, one, identify your gift, not just those areas that you can do well. No, that's not what we're saying. We're talking about that specific area that you are gifted in, that you are passionate. If there are several areas, maybe they all connect. And it's one piece of the puzzle that's bringing you to the next piece to help you to bring the fullness of the picture. But don't just say, I'm going to do this because somebody said I should. It makes sense. You know, I love to movie escape. And although this movie came out some time ago, I rewatched it recently. It was a Tyler Perry movie, No Good Deed, I think it was called. And what was interesting, because I'm always looking for the message within the message. And what I really took away from that movie, and it really helped to spark process of, there are so many people that are doing things not because they are passionate about it. And that was a story. This individual, Mr. Deeds, he was on a journey that his parents laid out for him. And he was groomed as a child to take over the business. He took over the business. But he was just going through the motions. He was not passionate about it. It wasn't what he wanted to do. He was good at it because through the repetition of being groomed, he knew what to do and how to do it, and he walked that walk very well. But yet, as his life's journey continued, he realized, I'm not passionate about this. I'm just existing. Now, he didn't say this. This is my takeaway from this story and the underlying storylines. And many of us are just existing in life. And I want to encourage you that your life was not designed for you to just exist. You, when you tap into that unique area that was designed specifically for you, that we're calling this gift, that area that was given to you voluntarily, this is what a gift is. Something that's given voluntarily without a payment, expectation in return. That area that you were created for, that's on the inside of you. You know, I remember my family sharing and saying, you know, wow, you should do something that requires you to speak. I had no interest in that. But what they were saying is, we see a giftedness in this. And I'm making the connection so that you can begin to process, if you're not already there, what is this area for me? So that you can tap into it. I want you to know that this is the time in our broadcast. You know, I would love to hear from those of you, our global listening audience, listening in on this subject of the power of the right gift. What are you taking away from what's being shared? Has anything struck a chord for you? Do you have any questions of your coach? Your resident coach is in session. This is your time. If you have a comment or a question, I encourage you, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. That will add you to the host queue. This is a safe environment. Don't be scared. Interact. We love the interaction. It brings a greater richness to hear your point of view. If you are on your electronic device, you will have to call in. So you can't just press 1 on your keypad or on your iPad, your tablet. You have to dial in. And the dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Would love to hear from you. Now is the time. What are we talking about? The power of the right gift. Are you taking something away? And I want you to know that Coach Adams has a number of gifts that I give as a part of my full circle of empowerment. Remember I said that you have to identify it. You have to unearth it in you, which is unwrapping it in you. And then you give it out to others, and you package it. And the way in which it's packaged is based on whatever that gift is that you're giving. And you want to thoughtfully give it. You want it to be something that people say, wow. And it will be a wow if you unearth what was placed in you. Not just doing some good things that you're good at, but that thing that you are passionate about. Because it is the passion that will continue to fuel you when the money is still in circulation, making its way back to you. How many are in that boat? Stay encouraged. Because when you follow your passion, in time, it will come. Everything else you desire will come because your trajectory is in the right direction, and that is the fulfillment of your assignment that you were created for. Life was not designed for you to feel the sensation of a square peg trying to fit into a round hole, but rather that you would be in perfect alignment with your gift, and you would be this round peg fitting perfectly in the hole, the space, the zone that you were created for. So when we're giving a gift, we have to select, identify, what will I give? Give it thoughtfully. Don't just give something haphazardly, as I said earlier. You know, in this season of celebration of the gift of Christmas and the gift of Christ and exchanging gifts and all of that, you get a gift or a gift for your birthday and you're like, what were they thinking? So don't just give something without thought. Give something that you've now gone on the journey to discover, this journey of discovery to determine, what is it that you have that's uniquely designed and placed in you to give to the world around you? Again, I want to encourage you here on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You with Coach Adams. That our lines are open. The programming is open. Would love to hear from you. Don't be shy. Don't be scared, as they would say. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Ask a question, make a comment around today's subject, the power of a gift. This is your time. If you are on your electronic device, you do need to dial in. Again, as a reminder, the dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. As we're talking about the power of the right gift. Have you identified that gift in you? Have you unearthed that which is on the inside of you? Are you struggling with how do I, now that I know what it is, for example, when I made the connection with the speaker in me, I had to determine, okay, how will I now give it back in the way that it was designed to be given? When I made the connection with the speaker in me after running for a significant amount of time, so believe me, Coach Adams can relate to, you know, you get this awakening of what it is and you're like, eek, I get it. I understand it's a stretching out of one's comfort zone. And I remember when there was this illumination, I started to become aware of what I believe is the assignment that I was created for. People would say, and it was a time when the 900 numbers were just literally hitting the scene. I don't even know if they're still in the marketplace, but they were saying, wow, your voice, you can make a lot of money from these 900 numbers. And at that time, the 900 numbers were focused solely or primarily on sex lines. And, you know, I thought, wow, I don't believe that this is why I got this voice. This is not how I am to use this gift, to exploit others through, you know, the tonality of the voice tone and all of that to evoke in them these sexual pleasures. I didn't believe that that was why I was given the gift. That's just me, Coach Adams. Now, someone else may use it, and there's no judgment there. I was just saying that for me, I was like, yeah, no, I don't think that that's why I got it. And so, therefore, that wasn't the journey, but I had to identify what that looked like for me, unwrap it in me, figure it out so that I could package it to give it to others. It looks like we have a caller, and caller, I want to welcome you to Motivational Mondays here with Coach Adams. Area code 951, last four digits, 5166. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment?
My question is, I do believe my gift is teaching because
yes.
I really enjoy myself when I'm teaching my students. I mean, regardless of what is going on around me, when I'm in the classroom teaching them, training them how to be productive and how to care for patients, it gives me such joy. Now, I remember reading the book Purpose-Driven Life, and
mm-hmm.
Rick Warren, he stated that so many people will say, oh, when I retire, I'm going to do what I really want to do. And he had said, why can't you do it now? And whenever you can tell, you can really identify your gift by, and you said it early on, sometimes, you know, you'll do it even if you're not getting paid to do it. Not to say that your talents are not worth anything, but the joy comes from inside. And it's not driven by money. So that's why I feel that my gift is teaching, because when I'm up in front of the classroom, everything else doesn't even matter. I get such joy when I see them comprehending and understanding and taking a hold of what they've been taught. And that's all I want to say.
Caller, thank you so much. I sincerely apologize. My phone was stuck there for a moment on mute. I so appreciate your comments, because you really hit the nail on the head in that it's about that fulfillment and that joy. And I, too, am very familiar with Rick Warren's work. And one of the things that stands out in the Purpose-Driven Life that really supported me on my journey of discovery early on was he spoke about, and I'm sure you can connect with this, serving within your shape. Your spiritual gift, your heart, which is your passion, your abilities, your personality, and your experiences, which is unique and different for each and every one of us. And if we do that, we are now, quote unquote, living a purpose-driven life. I am so grateful to have you tuning in to Motivational Monday. I have a quick question for you. Are you in the greater Los Angeles area, and is your calendar open on January the 28th from 10 to 2 o'clock?
I'm not in the Los Angeles area. I'm in Riverside, in the Riverside Inland Empire area, but I can make myself available on that day.
Well, I have 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, and I heard you're passionate around, you know, wanting to continue your journey. And if you feel that there would be a benefit for you to share in 4 hours of power with Coach Adams and get a jump start to your new year with vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment for your vision, I would love to support you, and I would like to gift you a seat to join 4 hours of power with Coach Adams on January the 28th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay.
So what I'm asking is if you're interested, shoot me an email offline to coach@coachadams.com, coach@coachadams.com.
Okay, I'm writing this down. I have to find a pen. So coach, C-O-A-C-H, Adams.
Coach at?
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Coach Adams at coachadams.com.
Okay, will do.
I would love to have you as my guest and to support you further on your journey. And I thank you for chiming in today. I trust that you're getting
thank
a
you.
Good benefit. Oh, my pleasure. So shoot me that email so that I can make the arrangements for you to share with us.
I sure will. God bless you.
You as well, and thank you again for tuning in so much for chiming into Motivational Mondays today. It's not too late to get your questions answered, to make a comment. Our caller that just spoke, if you can press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue, 1 to remove yourself. For those of you that want to chime in, it's not too late in our broadcast for you to do so. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We're having a rich and empowering dialogue this evening on the power of a gift. And our lines are open, and we're taking your questions and comments live here on Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for you. If you're on your computer, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. It looks like we have another caller. Caller, I will welcome you into Motivational Mondays, area code 310, last four digits 9917. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams.
Good evening, Coach Adams. It's Yumiko, and God bless you. You know, you always leave seeds of enrichment for each and every one of us. And I know there are several people on this call right now, and I personally am still trying to get to your seminar for January, but I invite everyone, if you want to be enriched, if you want to be blessed, if you want to go to another level in your endeavors, please reach out to Coach Adams. Please try to get to her conference. You will not be dissatisfied, but you will be elevated to another level in your calling, in your gifts. God has truly blessed her, has touched her. She's a minister, she's a teacher, she's a mentor, she's a counselor. She is just a phenomenal woman in God, and she has so many seeds that she has planted and that God continues to use in her to extend unto others. So I praise God for you. I'm never dissatisfied on these calls. I learn so much every time I take a seat away, and I just praise God for how he continues to move in your life and how you enrich others as a way of God enriching you. So God bless you. You know I love you. God keep you always in the name of Jesus.
Aw, thank you, Miss Yumiko. And I want our listeners to know I didn't plan that. She's not getting a check in the mail. She did that unsolicited, prompted all by her own passion. So thank you so much. That means the world to me. I know that you have some scheduling conflicts potentially because of your work schedule for January, but Yumiko was in attendance at the July Wind Shop. And the Wind Shop's 4 Hours of Power with Coach Adams are hosted twice a year, January and July. Our next event is January the 28th. It's not too late to acquire your seat. At this time, we are offering you get your ticket between now and the 30th of this month. It is buy one and the second is half off. So you can give and gift the gift of empowerment. You can be empowered in your vision, get some strategic planning to support you in moving to the next level and coaching empowerment, and you can give the gift to someone else. So you can shape up with a friend and win. If you would like more information and or to purchase your ticket, you can visit river.com/Coach Adams, ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. Would love to have you. Seats are going quickly, and I know this is a great gift that you can give to someone that would move their vision to another level, that would truly support them in unearthing their gift and taking their gifting to the next level. So thank you again, Yumiko. I appreciate you. You mean the world to me, and I'm grateful to have you as one of, quote-unquote, Coach Adams' biggest fans. If you can press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue, 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. We do have a moment or two left in today's programming, so it's not too late. If you have a question or a comment around today's subject, the power of a gift, feel free to chime in. What have we talked about? We've talked about that you don't want to give a gift that is not thoughtful, that you've just kind of haphazardly said, here. You haven't tapped into your passions. I love our caller before who said, I'm passionate in this area. That is the area that you want to tap into, that area of passion. That is the area that you were created for, not just that area that you're good in, but what is it that you are passionate about, that there is great fire that, you know, really burns your bones in that area. I see we have another caller. I want to welcome you, caller 2, Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, area code 323, last 4 digits, 2405. It's great to have you. You have a question or a comment?
Hi. I'm a question. Can you hear me?
I surely can, and thank you for tuning in.
Okay, hi. So I'm a friend of Yumiko. She referred me to the line, and she knows me. I have gifts, things. I have a lot of gifts, and I know, and I have things that I am absolutely passionate about. And heart stuck, heart unsure, and that's where I am. So Yumiko did mention to me the conference in January, and I'm going to try to come, but I don't know. I'm stuck and trying to figure out exactly putting things in order, going forward. I'm stuck.
I understand, and I so thank you for your transparency and would love the opportunity to really support you. I'm going to give you a general answer because I don't know all of the details of where you are, and I like to really be cautious in responding to one's question. But in general, and I welcome a call offline to speak further, being, you know, you're part of the network, knowing Yumiko and all of that. So feel free to call me offline, no worries, for greater details and a more in-depth conversation. But in general, when we are feeling stuck, that sensation of feeling stuck is that we are not following our passions and doing what we were created and designed to do. I love to give the illustration of a river, for example. When you are going with the flow of the river, there may be turbulence and, you know, the current may be raging around you, but when you're going with the current, there is an effortlessness that happens in the midst of this current. When we are trying to go against the current, it's laborious, it's laborious, it's just, it's a struggle, it's, I can't, and we're trying to go against the flow. So what I have found in general, again, in general, and I welcome a conversation to speak in greater details around your specific circumstances, in general, it is because we are not following the design, the path that we were created for. We're going in the opposite direction. And with that, there's all this frustration because we are not in alignment with what we were created to do. So that is a simple answer, generic answer around that. I trust that just that information gave you a little bit more. And, again, I would love to speak with you offline because we can only handle so much in about a minute of this time that we had left. And feel free to give me a call at 310-289-2101. Wow, wow, wow. How quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. Caller, I just wanted to make sure, did you get anything from what was shared?
I did. I wasn't able to write your number down, but Yumiko did give me, I think, a little brochure she forwarded to me. So I think I have your number on that. I'm driving, so. But I'll definitely follow up offline.
Wonderful. And this one is easy. CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. You can contact me. My contact number is there, CoachAdams.com. Easy breezy.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You're very welcome, and thank you so much for tuning in. I would like for everyone to be reminded as we're wrapping up today's installment of Motivational Mondays that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment. It starts every Monday right here. Tune in for your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. Every Monday, Motivational Mondays, we have twice a year, as we just discussed, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. You can definitely purchase your ticket at ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. One-on-one coaching is available. Group coaching is available. Speaking and training and team building, all of that is a part of the full circle of empowerment. For those of you that have tuned in today, our global listening audience, I want to say thank you so much. It's always a joy to have the opportunity to share with you from my point of view that blending of coaching skills, principles that come together to empower and inspire and enlighten you on your journey. This is all for this evening's installment of Motivational Monday. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. One who inspires, I coach, and you win. Thank you again for tuning in.